The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
We're going to sit for about a half hour. I'm going to offer some guidance using the teaching of the Buddha. Buddha gave 16 instructions for meditation, breathing instructions, what to do with your mind, but only 16, and they're very basic. I'm going to use a translation from Thich Nhat Hanh, be using his words too. We'll see how it rolls. We'll either do 1, 2, 4 or 1 through 8. So, finding a stable seated position. Eyes can be open or closed. Have them relaxed in the eye sockets. And make sure that the breath is inhaling, exhaling through the nostrils and connecting with the abdomen. The first exercise is extremely simple, but it brings great benefit. The insight that you are really here, alive, and you're not only in this body, but also your environment. You're all of this. The practice is so simple, yet it can bring the miracles of joy and happiness. The first exercise is breathing in. I know this is an in-breath. Breathing out. I know this is an out-breath. We recognize the in-breath as an in-breath and the out-breath as an out-breath. It's easy. When we do that, we bring our attention to the in and out-breath. We let go of our thinking. We let go of the past, of the future, of our projects. We are only with our breath, and we are free. Our in-breath becomes the sole object of our attention and awareness, and we can just enjoy breathing. Breathing in, I know this is an in-breath. Breathing out, I know this is an out-breath. second exercise is breathing in. I follow my in-breath all the way from the beginning to the end. Breathing out, I follow my out-breath all the way from the beginning to the end. The in-breath may last 2 seconds, 5 seconds, or more. You follow the entire in-breath from the very beginning to the very end without any interruption, and you enjoy the whole journey, whole length of the breath. In that way, your concentration becomes stronger and stronger. That's how we train ourselves in concentration. Mindfulness carries within it the energy of concentration. And with concentration, conditions are ripe for insight to manifest at any moment. So the first exercise is the identification of the in-breath and the out-breath. The second exercise involves staying with the in-breath and the out-breath for their whole length. Third exercise is breathing in. I'm aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I'm aware of my whole body. During the length of the in-breath, you get in touch with your physical body, and your body becomes the object of your mindfulness. That means bringing the mind back to the body. There's a reunification, a reunion of the body and the mind, so that you are truly present, body and mind together. Oneness of body and mind is the object of the third exercise. Breathing in, I'm aware of my whole body. This is an act of reconciliation between the mind and the body. Perhaps you've abandoned and neglected your body for some time. You may not have taken good care of your body in the way you eat or the way you work. So this is a moment when you bring your awareness back to your body and care for and reconcile with your body. Breathing in, I'm aware of my whole body. And we know very well that breathing like this, you're really here. You're really alive. and you have something to offer other people. You're here for yourself, and you're here for others. We should apply this practice in our daily lives, being with your body. You can see what's going on in the body. You may recognize that there's tension or pain in the body. Perhaps the pain is chronic because you've allowed it to go on like that for a long time. You've allowed the tension and pain to accumulate in the body. And now as you return to the body, you can do something to release the tension and reduce the pain. That's why the Buddha offered us the fourth exercise. Breathing in, I'm aware of some tension and pain in my body. Breathing out, I calm and release the tension and pain in my body. The third exercise is recognizing the existence of the body. And the fourth exercise is releasing tension, allowing the tension to flow out of the body. Breathing in, I'm aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I'm aware of my whole body. Breathing in, I'm aware of some tension and pain in my body. Breathing out, I calm and release the tension and pain in my body. When tension is released, pain is reduced. So with the first four exercises, we learn to handle our breathing and our body, to take care of our body. I have a body. I want to take good care of my body and handle it well. The breath is part of my body. And since everything is connected, we're already starting to get in touch with feelings, because when we get in touch with our body, we recognize the tension and the pain. Tension produces an unpleasant sensation, an unpleasant feeling. Pain is also an unpleasant feeling. Because of that, we practice letting go. We release the tension so that we can feel better and reduce the pain in the body. These exercises of mindful breathing are very methodical. In the next four exercises, we move fully into the realm of feelings. The fifth exercise consists of breathing forth a pleasant feeling, a feeling of joy. When we practice mindfulness, we should be capable of generating a feeling of joy, a feeling of happiness. In Buddhism, we speak of how we can take care of suffering. We also speak of joy. Breathing in, I recognize a pleasant feeling. Breathing out, I recognize a pleasant feeling. Breathing in, I feel joy. Breathing out, I know joy is there. And the sixth is to recognize a feeling of happiness. Breathing in, I feel happy. Breathing out, I know happiness is there. Buddhist teachings draw a slight distinction between joy and happiness. Imagine someone is walking in a desert, is very thirsty, and has nothing to drink. All of a sudden he sees an oasis ahead and he knows he's going to be able to drink there. In about 15 minutes I'll be there and I'll have water to drink. That's the feeling of joy. When our friend arrives at the oasis, kneels down, and drinks the water, then there is a sensation of happiness. Joy and happiness are slightly different. In the joy, there's still a little bit of excitement. Happiness is a more peaceful feeling. So, breathing in, I feel joy. Breathing out, I know joy is there. Breathing in, I feel happy. Breathing out, I know happiness is there. We have to be there for our feelings. There's a whole river of feelings flowing in us day and night. Every feeling is a drop in that river. A feeling is born, manifests, stays for a time, and then passes away. We shouldn't identify ourselves with the feeling, nor should we try to push it away. We're free, even from our own feelings. We have to train ourselves to recognize feelings. And with mindfulness, we can bring forth a feeling of well-being, feeling of happiness at any time.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.